Jesus.
I was thinking about Don, Faye's son, Don. He bought him a new Indian motorcycle recently, several months ago. And he and his wife had got on and went some distant place with it yesterday, I believe it was, or Friday. I was just thinking about what the sound a motorcycle makes when that thing would make it that kind of racket, you know. Okay, turn to Luke chapter 2. Brother Johnny just did us a good service. He read, well, I'm going to read, but you can't wear out the Word of God. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2, would you look down at verse 8? And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. Can you imagine that experience out there about midnight or sometime? And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people, notice that. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to men. The manger there is a feeding trough. And as I read that and think about that, think about the old mules that we used to feed. We had a trough. And we had a hole in the corn crib. You throw the corn through that hole into the feeding trough, and those mules would get in there and eat that corn. And here it's used to, for a baby to be placed, the Son of God. You know, it's where the angel, the animals ate, but now God's put His Son there for us to perceive, to partake of His Son. Think about the symbolism in that. Loving God, thank you for the Word of God. And thank you for the Son of God. And Father, thank you for the grace of God that produced it all. We praise you in Jesus' name. Bless your word to our hearts today, I ask. Amen. Christmas. That's what I'm going to talk about with you. Christmas. One day some wise men from afar came following the star, bringing their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to worship Him. There's something very special about the word Christmas, isn't there? It's a word that has joy in it. Has a sense of peace in it. It carries a note of hope, inspiring our heart to sing. Listen to that word again. Christmas. Christmas is coming. It's Christmas. Do you feel it? Isn't it magic in that word? Christmas. Didn't it excite you? Don't it make you feel different? Think of how long ago the world was without Christmas. Thousands of years there was no Christmas. No one even knew about Christmas. than the Savior was born. 4,000 years before he was born, men lived 4,000 years without a Christmas. Now people of all nations know of that special time of the year when the bright lights are shining, lights of different colors. People seem to be so happy at Christmas. A tree is decorated with all kinds of ornaments, topped with an angel or a bright star. Isn't that a beautiful sight? Hymns and carols are sang, and manger scenes recreate that night of long ago when that special babe was born. I'll miss it this year. Remember how Miss Vashti hugged that little baby? Christmas Day began with the people of faith celebrating the birth of the Christ child. What a happy time to recognize the birth of the Son of God, who came to live among men. It's astounding, folks, when you think about it. Today, shoppers are rushing about, looking for that special gift to share with someone, and many are looking forward to the gift they will treasure. This child was not just sent to Mary and Joseph, though, but this child was sent to the whole world for the whole world to enjoy. In verse 10, the scripture says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people." This child was for all the people of the world. God shares his love with everybody. He was a special child because of who he was. Little did people understand that lying in that manger was the incarnate God. Can you imagine Mary nursing God? Awesome, isn't it? Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. God, through the incarnation, took the body of a man and lived here for 33 years and experienced life just like you and me. He cried. He was grieved. He was disappointed. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He was tired. Just like us. He was human, but God. Remember how the shepherds rushed to see him when he was born there in Bethlehem. They went rushing there after the angels had announced it. When they saw him, did they really know and understand who he was? Surely they didn't know that this little baby one day would be hung on a cross for the sins of all the world. They probably didn't know that. Neither did they know that one day he's going to rule the world. Think about that. One day he's going to literally rule. He's going to take over at the end of the tribulation, 7-year tribulation. When we come back with him after the rapture, he sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. He's going to begin to rule the world, and he'll rule forever. Amen. They didn't know that this night would be remembered forever as the most special night in human history, when God would visit this world personally. This night in Bethlehem was born the greatest man in human history. I suspected if there was a statue somewhere erected up of Jesus, I reckon these protesters would try to tear it down, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. These shepherds had left their flocks out in the on the hillside to come and see the Savior the angel had spoke about. I wonder, did they understand they needed a Savior? Reckon they understood that? Do you understand you need a Savior? Did they understand that the star that stood still over the stable? Can y'all imagine that? This star that came and stood just stood there. Surely they did not know that this day would never be forgotten. It's been 2,000 years and we still remember it, don't we? It's still the talk of the world. How much did these shepherds know until the angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to them and gave them the greatest news ever heard? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. When the angel appeared, the shepherds were fearful, but they were told not to be afraid. What they were told was not told to the religious leaders of Israel either. Only the shepherds got the good news. Lowly shepherds, some of the most despised people of that society, got the news the Savior was born. Interesting how God works, isn't it? It was not told to the religious leaders. It was not told to the king of Judah either. It was not told to the successful business leaders of that day that a Savior was born. Just to shepherds. No, God had the message delivered to the poor shepherds because they would believe the message. And they'd go see this virgin-born babe in Bethlehem. Christmas today, 2,000 years later. Do you sense the holy awe that was in that first Christmas? Do you sense the wonder that was in that first Christmas? Do you sense the reverence there was at that first Christmas? I don't think it's like it was at the first Christmas, folks. Too many of us view this day as a special day to celebrate. We really do. It's a special day, isn't it? We recognize the wonder of this day. It really is Christ's birthday on earth. Many of us believe that the Son of God was truly born among men. I believe it. You believe it? But today, with many people, Christmas is just a mockery. Wonder how much beer and wine and liquor will be drank Christmas Day celebrating his birth. Wonder how much fornication, adultery, and other sex sins will be committed on Christmas, celebrating Christmas this year. Wonder how much greed there is among many this Christmas. Christmas is a time for the business people. They're using it to make money. It's the biggest money-making day of the year for them. Many of them, if they don't get it now, they won't get it. And they depend upon this day to hold them till next Christmas. Greedy men, godless men, yet they love to hear the clang of money in the cash register. Oh, I know there's people of faith who have businesses, but I'm talking about those who have no fear of God, who use Christmas for their own advantage. When I was young, at Christmas, Daddy took an axe, and us young'uns went with him to some woods to look for a Christmas tree. And he cut down a small tree for our Christmas tree, a little pine tree. My uncle always cut his family a holly tree with berries on it, but Mom and Daddy didn't like all those thorns on them holly leaves. So we always got a pine tree. And Mama had some old roping, some old bulbs, old rusty tinsel, which looked like hand-me-downs, nothing electric at all. And I believe, I remember when I was in the first or second grade, in our first grade or second grade class, we made some little roping and we made some homemade glue, and we put that on the Christmas tree one year. After we got the tree decorated, we would hang up our sock under the mantle over the fireplace. Usually a sock with a hole in the heel, amen? Christmas was simple back then, and we actually hardly got anything. At church for the Christmas program, we were given a verse to learn to recite. And I remember how hard it was to learn one verse to recite. At home and church, we were taught Christmas was about the birth of the Son of God. I have never understood even today how a fat man in a red suit came down and stole so much of Christmas. I've never understood that. But he has. Not only that, but how commercialized Christmas has become. Really, where is Jesus in the average home today? And at church? Where's Jesus at Christmas? What are parents teaching their children about Jesus and Christmas? You know what I believe? I believe the reason we got the problems in our government today, in our country today, Jesus has not been taught at home or church. Because people, a lot of them, don't take time for church. Another great sin. When the angel of the Lord announced the birth of the Christ child, a host of angels began to praise God. Did you get that? The angels were praising God. They were praising God because a Savior had been born among sinful men. The angels must know of our lost condition. They must know how much God loves all of us to be sending us a Savior. How we ought to be praising God for sending us a Savior. We're the ones received a Savior. How we ought to praise Him, love Him, serve Him, share Him. Are you excited about a Savior, the Savior? Is He your Savior? Today it's time to send out Christmas cards, put up a tree, decorate the house, take time to cook a big meal. But when the family all gather around to open the gifts, is Jesus going to be mentioned? And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. In all of church history, there's never been so great of an announcement. It's the most important announcement there has ever been. A Savior's been born. It's such good news to the shepherds, but today not too many people are impressed or interested in the spiritual side of Christmas. Isn't that sad? This is why I believe when you're in the end of the age, I expect a rapture every day of my life now. The rejection of Christ, the lukewarmness of the Christian church today, the commercial Christmas that abounds everywhere. Yet Christmas is about the love of God, that God so loved the world of mankind. Christmas is about a Savior to save us from our sin. For unto you is born a Savior. Christmas is about peace. Peace to rule in the hearts and live in the lives of all of us who will believe. The Christ, fairer than all the children of men, whose fragrance is sweeter than all the flowers. He kissed us with his righteousness and saved us by his power. God in flesh incarnate came to dwell among mortal men, dying on a rugged cross to take away our sin. The glory of his countenance, the beauty of his soul, the Lord God of heaven making sinners whole. Oh, how lovely this majestic one, bending down to earth's domain to rescue the perishing souls of this world's fallen men. Thou art magnificent, resplendent in all thy glory, while angelic hosts praise thee with all of heaven's chorus. The beauty of those scars thy love proved to me, the agony of thy cross for all the world to see. Oh, the pain he endured for sinners gone astray, and from a rugged cross you've saved us by your grace. Let's adore him. Let's praise him. Let's serve him. Christmas is about him who loved us, who were so needy so much. And loving God, thank you for the Word of God and this time to reflect upon the Word of God and what you did for sinners, that you actually came down yourself and lived among people. You tasted life just like we did and have. You know how it is to be human. You know how it is to have problems and troubles and trials in this life. You know how it is to be tempted of the devil, yet you never sin. Therefore, you qualified to be the Savior of the world to all that would believe. We praise you today, Luke, and we love you today, and we give thanks and wish you a blessed birthday in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And may God speak to hearts. And if you'd like to come to the altar for just a moment today to just acknowledge his birthday and speak to him and praise him.